This election was not a wipeout. It was a very, very close election, far closer than it was with John McCain. However, this is the sobering reality. And it hit me about 3 in the morning this morning when I was writing a column. By the way, my column is up there at the dailybeast.com about 3 lessons that Republicans need to learn from this election. I also have a column op-ed that I did yesterday afternoon that is up there at USA Today. It's both at our website, and it's about divided government and what you do with divided government. With all of that, the basic idea that hit me late at night is that if you go back over the last 6 elections, going back to Bill Clinton's victory in 1992, in 5 out of the last 6 elections, Republicans lost the popular vote. Is there a lesson there? Yeah, there's a lot of lessons there. Is it insane to think that somehow you will nominate some different candidate, or you try some different strategy, or you do some sort of minor alteration, or you have better political ads or something like that, and something like that's going to change? If you've lost 5 out of 6 elections, and some of them elections that we really, really, really should have won, like this one, then you got to go back and say, okay, what's going wrong here? How do we fix it? Meanwhile, there are other people in the country, like the movie star Cameron Diaz, who, yes, is a Latina, as you might, I mean, she's, I guess, half Cuban, so she counts as a Latina. The blonde movie star Cameron Diaz had this to say about her experience on election night.
I stayed up until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and when that's it was in the height of, like, you know, we're not going to speculate yet, and I was like, okay, I'm going to bed. And when I woke up this morning at 6, I was terrified that I was going to wake up to a total embarrassment for our country, and that today would be a very different day for me. But I was so thrilled when I woke up, and I got texts from my friends saying, hallelujah. Today's a really great day. I'm very, very proud of our country for, you know, that democracy is still intact and that, you know.
Democracy is still intact? If Mitt Romney had won, democracy wouldn't have been intact. And how easy would it have been for Mitt Romney to have won? Well, my wife has a fascinating blog that we've also posted to our website at Michael Medved, M-E-D-V as in victory, ED.com. And we're also going to include it for people who sign up for our newsletter when we send it out on Friday. And it's a blog about the impact of Hurricane Sandy. And I was scoffing at this and laughing at this, but so help me, the exit polling is dispositive. The exit polling indicates that this was a very, very big deal, as Joe Biden would say. It was. 42% of Americans who voted yesterday said that the handling of the Hurricane Sandy crisis by President Obama was an important issue. 15% of people who voted yesterday said it was the most important issue. Now, I don't know if it's hard for me to imagine. By the way, if you're one of those people and this changed your vote, there weren't that many undecided people at the end. Were there a lot of people who were planning to vote for Mitt Romney and then they saw President Obama walking arm in arm with his new best friend, Chris Christie? And then they decided, oh, yeah, we got to go for Obama. Or were there people who felt, oh, my goodness, there's a hurricane and that means that we really, really need big government? Are you one of those people who was influenced by Hurricane Sandy? Are we really that pathetic? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And speaking of pathetic, by the time my own experience is kind of interesting. I mean, I guess because I was on the air yesterday and I went directly from our regular national broadcast to doing a local broadcast here in Seattle where we have a very, very hot election. And then we had the returns coming in, and I was on for 3 hours with my friend David Bowes, and then I was on for another 5 hours a simulcast with another radio station with some very smart people. Dave Ross, who some people know from his national work on CBS Radio, and Luke Burbank, and Dory Monson, and we were talking about the election results. So I was on the air yesterday for 11 hours. And by the time I was reaching the end, I really was ready for President Obama. Okay, come on already. I mean, I know it's not over until the skinny guy with the big ears speaks, right? No fat ladies singing last night. But why did he have to wait so long? It must have been an hour and a half between when Mitt Romney gave his very gracious, brief, appropriate concession statement and when President Obama came on. And from the very beginning, I was annoyed. I got to tell you, I was annoyed not because he had won, but because I wanted him to be great. He was great 4 years ago. His concession statement at Grant Park 4 years ago was inspiring. It moved a lot of people. It moved John McCain deeply. I was in Phoenix that night with the McCain campaign. The statement by President Obama began this way, with President Obama speaking to screaming and adoring multitudes inside, I guess, McCormick Place in Chicago.
Thank you so much. Tonight, more than 200 years after a former colony won the right to determine its own destiny, the task of perfecting our union moves forward.
Okay, this is very weird. First of all, he's trying to refer to his own famous speech that he gave in Philadelphia in the middle of the last campaign, A More Perfect Union. And he uses the word forward, which was his campaign slogan. But here's the real problem. He says, when a colony, you know, it is significant. It wasn't a colony proclaimed its independence. It was 13 colonies. And yes, that's an important distinction, because that's why we have a federal system. That's why we have such things as states. Is he now saying there are no more states, all one big country, one big colony, we're going to erase the differences? Then the president went on to this attempt at graciousness in thanking Mitt Romney for the campaign. Listen.
Whether you pounded the pavement or picked up the phone, whether you held an Obama sign or a Romney sign, you made your voice heard, and you made a difference. I just spoke with Governor Romney, and
actually,
I congratulated
2 hours
him
before.
And Paul Ryan on a hard-fought campaign. We may have battled fiercely, but it's only because we love this country deeply, and we care so strongly about its future. From George to Lenore to their son, Mitt, the Romney family has chosen to give back to America through public service. And that is a legacy that we honor and applaud tonight. In the weeks ahead, I also look forward to sitting down with Governor Romney to talk about where we can work together to move this country forward. I want to thank my friend and partner of the last 4 years, America's happy warrior, the best vice president anybody could ever hope for, Joe Biden.
America's happy warrior, America's slap happy warrior, maybe. What could he have said that would have been more effective? And what was wrong with his victory statement, aside from the fact that it's still going on somewhere? It was endless. And does anybody know? Because honestly, I've been trying to find out, and I don't know, and I don't have any sources good enough in the Obama campaign to find out. Why did he wait so long? I mean, normally, Romney gave his concession, and then boom, Obama's supposed to get up there, so he gets it done before 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or midnight. This was, what was it? It was 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Why did he wait?